It's Monday. Are you back already?
Yeah, can you believe it?
No. Hello, Joe Hurd, Executive Director of the Blair County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to WRTA Mornings.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure for however long we've been doing this. It's fantastic.
Sounds like you're resigning. It's been a pleasure.
Either that or you're doing your John Fetterman impersonation where you start the show by saying, good night, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Well, here we are, Joe. We are now almost fully vested in the year 2023 with the month of January just blowing by with warp speed. So what's been happening in the month of January?
Well, lots. In fact, this week is a big week for us. The annual meeting of our membership is Friday at the casino at Lakemont Park, and this gives us a chance to look back at the challenges and accomplishments of 2022, as if, you know, we don't want to look too far back, I guess.
Right.
But, yeah, this is always a good event. It brings a lot of our members together to kind of really, it's a great networking opportunity, but it also gives us a chance to recognize some individuals who have been outstanding in some area that we've ventured into during the previous year. So
now, don't forget, Joe, if you ever go down that outstanding thing, you can't say outstanding in the field anymore. Because, you know, USC, that is. Mm-hmm. USC said that you can no longer use that because people can infer that you're trying to refer to slavery.
Oh, my.
So just keep that in mind. I'm just trying to save you a trip to HR.
Boy, that would be... Yeah, that would be a bad mistake to make.
Now, the word to use is practicum.
Practicum.
That's what the eggheads at USC are telling us. You cannot say the word field anymore, so it's practicum.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you guys know all this interesting stuff?
We guessed. No, stuff that comes along on the internet, and you know how true the internet is and reliable. Yeah.
I get all my information from there, for sure.
Social media in particular.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm not on social media, believe it or not.
Joe, I'm not either, and if I can help it, I'll never be on it.
Yeah, it's not something that appeals to me, and I'm sure there are a lot of things going on there, and I don't care about any of them.
Now, just so some certain people at the chamber, Joe is not saying, you know, that the chamber's going to walk away from all its social media presence right now.
Yeah. No. It's very, very valuable to us, obviously. And we have a Facebook page that has been a fantastic way for us to get... Am I still allowed to say fantastic?
Sure.
Yes, that's correct.
A fantastic way to get information out to people about what's happening in the business community. We've always had great media cooperation with radio and with television and with the newspapers. Social media has certainly stepped up as very prominent as well. And so I would be the last person to bash social media for organizations like ours, but I'd really sooner be a hermit living in a cave somewhere and not have access to anything. So.
Well, yeah, you know, social media for me, Joe, is I try not to use it. I don't put any information out there, and I get along just fine. But I want to go back to something you said about, you know, what's coming up this week, and you used the word networking, and, you know, we've heard that so much over the past 10, 15, 20 years, but networking has been happening for a long time. It's just now it's like more, more socially acceptable, I guess, or it's not behind closed doors anymore. Networking is a very important way to obviously make connections and meet people and, you know, help enhance business, right?
Yeah, networking is still the number one reason why people join a chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
We ask people when they join, give us the top three reasons why they're joining, and invariably networking is the number one reason, and it's taking on more and more importance because of the need for the business community to rally together on, you know, a variety of things that are very important. But it's also an area of concern with us when we look at our young people and put together opportunities for young people to interact, and mostly for career purposes.
Right.
And recognize that that social media to a large degree, but also, you know, the inability or the unwillingness, I guess, of young people to really communicate face to face has really it's been a huge problem, and a lot of young people that we're seeing are having difficulty. You know, they don't write anymore. They're just not, you know, that type of communication, which has always been so important, is now kind of moving away.
Yeah, I think it's going to come back. I'm, you know, I don't think Rona helped to that end, because everything started to be, you know, Zoom calls and this, that, and the other thing. And I think people, I you know, as long as we're human beings, I hope that we're going to go back to the reasons that we have a voice in our body is so we can communicate with other people. And yeah. So hopefully that all comes back. Now, speaking of networking opportunities with people, the HD 500 kicks off on Wednesday.
Yeah, how about that? The very first opportunity for us to do a business after hours under a different name and under a different format, and people will notice when they first arrive at that event that things are different, and that there are some great opportunities for them, networking in particular, that they haven't had before. So it's on Wednesday, Hump Day, which is what HD. The HD stands for.
Yep, yep.
Hump Day at 5:00. And Leonard S. Fiore Incorporated on 6th Avenue is the host of this first event. And they have done business after hours a number of times in the past. And it's always been a terrific event. And we have no reason to believe that this, our first outing here under the new name, won't be an exceptional opportunity as well for people.
A quick tip of the cap to whoever it was in the office that wrote this up. It might have been you, I don't know, because you're a pretty creative guy. But it says here, make a pit stop on your way home from work and enjoy some food and beverages with networking with other business professionals. So, yeah
pits, how about that?
Pit stop.
That's not me, but if you like it, I can take credit for it.
Go ahead.
Well done.
You're the boss. You
can
take care of me.
I'm willing to do that. No, that's actually our marketing director, Linda Stotler, who has more creative ideas than probably anybody I've ever met. And this is one that I didn't even – Linda and Brittany Mayer are social media person. We actually have one of those.
Your job's okay, Brittany. Don't worry.
Yeah, they put that together, and I didn't even. I said, let me know what it turns out to be, and I trust them completely because they've made me look good about, you know, 100 million times.
So. Well, you know, that could be a full time job in itself, trying to make you look good.
You know what? It isn't easy, Rich. I'll tell you what.
Well, I'm glad you cleared up what HD meant, because I'm sitting here thinking, high definition 500. What is that? You know?
Yeah.
But I'm glad you spelled it out what it was. It makes sense.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I understand it. So, if I understand it, that I was kind of the guinea pig on this, and they threw it out to me and said, if he understands it, then, you know, everybody in the world should understand it. So,
well, you know, they went to you because of that ugly sweater you wore back at Christmas time.
Oh boy, yeah, I still have that. If you want to borrow that, Rich,
you're running it out.
Yeah, I am. It doesn't have to be just for Christmas.
Maybe I can wear it to one of the games that I do on radio this week, because I got a ton
I've
of them.
I've seen some of the outfits that you wear on those radio games, so this might be a step up.
Oh, thanks, Joe. You want some lemon juice for the other eyeball now? You put a fork in one. You want lemon juice for the other? But no, we're just kidding, of course.
No, your wardrobe has always been...
My wardrobe is about as plain as sand. I'm sorry, that's cardboard. Yeah.
Well, that's coming back, I understand.
Sand, yeah.
And cardboard.
And
for
cardboard, yeah. You can play with both on the beach. Well, Joe, we've rapidly run out of time already, but some good stuff. The networking event coming up. So you do have a busy week this week.
Yeah, this is we're getting tomorrow. Getting all of our committee chairs together. We have 23 different committees now of the chamber that feature one aspect of business or another, and all our chair people are coming together tomorrow afternoon, and we're gonna try to figure out whether or not this. You know, what we've been telling people is actually the way things are. So
I hope so.
It'd be nice to know that. So.
Yeah. So good brainstorming tomorrow.
Yeah. Validation is important, as you know.
All right, Joe. Hey, thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks on a Monday.
Yeah, that works.
All right.
All right,
thanks,
Joe.
Again.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.